Massey names names, DeSantis reverses course, and Alaska clears its ballot. Representative Thomas Massey, who is not seeking re-election, stood on the House floor and named 14 individuals he alleges are co-conspirators in the Jeffrey Epstein network. He also launched a discharge petition, a procedural mechanism requiring signatures from 218 members to force a floor vote, aimed at compelling the Justice Department to release millions of documents it has withheld from public disclosure. The floor speech was protected by the speech or debate clause of the Constitution, which grants members absolute immunity from civil or criminal liability for statements made during official legislative activity. That immunity, however, also means the allegations carry no formal legal weight of an indictment. The discharge petition is the more procedurally consequential of Massey's moves. Should he reach 218 signatures, the Speaker would lose the ability to prevent the bill from coming to a vote, a relatively rare but historically successful tool. Whether enough members, particularly Republicans who might fear where the documents lead, will sign on remains the central question. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis reversed his position on Amendment 3, a ballot measure that would substantially reduce homestead property taxes for Florida residents. DeSantis had originally championed a broader version, full elimination of the homestead property tax, but distanced himself when the legislature scaled the proposal back significantly. His return to the campaign trail in support of the measure suggests he has concluded the political benefit of associating himself with tax relief outweighs the policy complications, even as critics note that property taxes represent one of the few significant revenue streams for local governments in a state with no income tax. Alaska formally disqualified Treg Taylor, the former state attorney general, from the November gubernatorial ballot after more than a year of his refusal to fully disclose rental income sources as required by the state's financial transparency laws. The move opened the Republican field in what is already described as an unusual political environment. Separately, Michigan Democrats and Republicans pushed back sharply against a CBS News report they characterized as drawing an irresponsible and misleading connection between Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed, a physician and former Detroit health director, and the September 11th attacks. CBS's report drew accusations of guilt by association coverage of a Muslim American candidate, with the resulting controversy feeding existing skepticism about institutional journalism at a moment when public trust in news organizations is fragile.